Two words led Wall Street stocks down today. Those words? Rate hike. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 10th day of January. Thanks so much for being with us again today. In other business news, mega container ships are on our mind today. There's a guy that's using a Tesla to mine cryptocurrency. Now, really, speaking of vehicles, who's winning, hybrids or all electric? We'll share that story. We've got some spicy food news for you, the Wall Street Report, and the IRS has a warning for taxpayers. For the interview, you know, we've all heard that print is dead. If that's the case, why is the Little Village magazine expanding? Today, you'll hear from publisher Genevieve Trainer and advertiser and fan Mike Draper from Raygun, the best store in the universe. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Thank you once again, Hunter Pease, and welcome again to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you're along for the ride again today. And you want to reach us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the major stock averages all fell before some recovery late this afternoon. Why? As a number of investment firms are saying the Fed will have more than 3 rate hikes this year. MarketWatch is reporting that Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Deutsche Bank said that they see the Fed delivering more than the 3 rate hikes that policymakers have penciled in for this year. Investors are positioning for the prospect of higher interest rates as soon as March, with parts of Wall Street joining many economists in saying the Fed has waited far too long to hike the rates. Traders are also bracing for a consumer prices report that's happening on Wednesday that could show a 7% year-over-year rise for December and similar gains that won't let up until the March reading. Those Wall Street numbers, I'll share those with you in just a bit. One of the bottlenecks we've seen in recent months at our seaports has been because of mega container ships. Business Insider is reporting that the U.S. is spending billions of dollars deepening the channels of port harbors to make room for mega container ships that are only getting bigger. To make room for these ships, Congress has allocated billions to enlarge the ports. So, how big are the ships? Well, the Ever Ace, the world's largest cargo ship, is as long as 4 football fields and can carry over 23,000 containers. Container ships like this one have more than doubled in size over the past decade. While the massive vessels can hold more Amazon orders than you can imagine, the rapid growth prevents a problem for U.S. ports. What is it? Well, the ships simply can't fit into most harbors. In response, the Army Corps of Engineers has allocated billions of dollars to deepen ports across the U.S. From Massachusetts to Alabama, officials say ports must accommodate supersized ship dimensions in order to remain competitive in global trade. For example, at the Port of New York in New Jersey, a $2.1 billion harbor deepening project freed up access to post-Panamax ships. What's that? Well, that's the name for mega ships too large to travel through the Panama Canal. Well, here's one for you. The owner of a 2018 Tesla Model 3 told CNBC that he's made up to $800 a month by using his car to mine cryptocurrency. Seraj Ravel, who described his car as a computer with wheels, said he'd plug in an inverter into a power socket in his car and used it to power a computer running Bitcoin mining software. He said he's made $400 to $800 a month, depending on the value of Bitcoin. Now, even though it could void his vehicle warranty, which covers the battery for up to 8 years, he believes it's all worth it. He said he's also used the car's battery to run interconnected graphics processing units that mine cryptocurrencies. Ravel said that he spent roughly 20 hours a day mining with his Tesla battery and that he paid $30 to $60 a month, charging the same. As long as we're talking about vehicles, this piece from The Street is interesting. hybrid car sales trumped its electric counterparts last year, even as legacy automakers intensified their push toward battery-powered vehicles. U.S. sales of hybrid vehicles fired up to nearly 802,000 vehicles last year, outnumbering the nearly 435,000 electric vehicles that, according to a Reuters report that cited data from research firm Ward's Intelligence. Hybrid car sales rose 76% last year, which adds up to about 5% of the vehicle market. Meanwhile, EV sales represented 3% of the market. Leading the pack was Japanese automaker Toyota Motors, which has reportedly earmarked about $35 billion in capital spending for its Prius-style hybrids, plug-in hybrid vehicles, and fuel cell EVs. The company overtook GM as the top-selling U.S. automaker last year, posting a 73% rise in sales, with most of them coming from its hybrid models. GM sold fewer than 25,000 electric vehicles. But then there is this. Coming up, we're going to be having an in-depth conversation with Ken Chester from Roadworthy Drive on this very topic, and he says that it will be tough to even find an internal combustion vehicle in 15 to 20 years. Hey, we got some spicy food news for you. CNN is reporting that now through February 6, Arby's is selling what it deems to be the spiciest sandwich on the planet. It's called the new Diablo Dare. It costs $5.99, and it also includes a 12-ounce vanilla milkshake for free. The sandwich has five sources of spice, including a layer of ghost pepper jack cheese, fiery hot seasoning, fire-roasted jalapenos, a special barbecue sauce, and it's all placed in between a red chipotle bun. Customers can choose a crispy chicken patty or smoked brisket for the protein. And hot seems to be in. Within the last year, Wendy's has started selling jalapeno popper sandwiches, Burger King's chicken sandwich has a spicy version, and McDonald's has a spicy chicken sandwich. Other chains, including Boston Market, Taco Bell, Chipotle, and Popeyes, also have a variety of spicy protein options and toppings. Oh, yeah, that free milkshake at Arby's? What's that for? It's there to help put the fire out. Wall Street ended the day mixed, with the NASDAQ coming back from a down day to end above the flat line. Tech stocks erased earlier losses, and the NASDAQ finished the day up by nearly 7 points at 14,942. At one point, the index was off by more than 2%. The Dow also came back after dropping by over 500 points earlier in the session. The 30 industrials fell by 162 points to end the trade at 36,068. And the S&P 500 was off by 6 points to close at 4670. And finally, there is this. The Internal Revenue Service announced it will start accepting individual tax returns on January 24th, but it's already warning of a potential service delay from an unusually high backlog of unfinished work from previous years. The Wall Street Journal reports the agency has, quote, several million pieces, end quote, of unfinished work stemming from pandemic office closures and new tax perks and programs. Typically, the backlog is about 1 million. The tax filing deadline this year is April 18 for most people. The IRS said there are no plans to push the date back this year. You heard it first here. All right, stay with us, because coming up next is a conversation about print, specifically a print magazine that's actually expanding. My guests are Genevieve Trainer, the publisher of The Little Village Magazine, and Mike Draper, an entrepreneur and advertiser who owns t-shirt stores known as Ray Gun in multiple Midwestern cities. That conversation and story is just a click away.